Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, creating a world of freedom, health, wellness, egalitarianism, peace, and sustainability for all. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, I'm featuring upcoming vegan events. I'll go in chronological order from January 26th through January 30th, 2022. And I'd like to share this short clip from yesterday, Sunday, January 23rd. And this is a shortened, edited clip from vegan Derek Bros.
We've all stayed alive. You have no idea how important you are. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Sunday, January 23rd, 2022. And I am excited for this video. We're going to be doing a live report from Washington, D.C. I'm not in D.C. I'm in Mexico. But we have one of our good friends, one of my good friends, Jordan, who is an independent journalist, and she is on the ground in D.C. right now. For those who are unaware, there is the Defeat the Mandates D.C. march happening. You can find it at defeatthemandatesdc.com. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be speaking, among many other people. J.P. Sears is emceeing. Max Blumenthal, lots of great people. And there are many people from around the country gathering in D.C. right now. So we're going to go straight to Jordan right now on the ground and find out how it's going.
We marched from the Washington Monument right here all the way to the Lincoln Memorial, which is back behind me over here. Hey, y'all, I am live right now. Is any chance any one of you would let me interview you just to kind of talk about your experience while you're here?
Oh, I don't mind.
You don't mind? All right. I got a yes.
What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Curtis Bellamy.
Curtis, and what brought you here today?
Well, I believe in freedom of conscience and freedom of religion and even freedom on a whole. That's what I came here to represent. And we also came to give some free books to people, you know, The Great Controversy. And it's, you know, the last 8 chapters is basically telling people that we are free, you know, moral agents, and we should be able to decide for ourselves. And that's what we are, I shouldn't say protesting, but we are also trying to share with people what freedom means. So freedom means free. That's why we gave the books for free. And we are, what should I say? We are exercising our liberty of conscience and freedom of conscience. That's what we're exercising. I don't know what else to say.
And why would you say, you mentioned that you don't really want to say that you're at a protest. Does it feel like something different than a protest to you?
Well, I think it's a protest. The protest started 500 years ago with Martin Luther. It didn't start now. And we are one of the last organizations that believe in protesting. We are protesting freedom because even if you look at these mandates, and if you want to say, if you look at scripture, anything that is mandated or forced on somebody is of the enemy. And that's why we are protesting. And that's why we took our time to come here from, you know, it took what, 12 hours for me. And it cost me money to get here to exercise my freedom of, you know, rights. And I believe we are doing a good job and we try to reach people just like we're talking to you now. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Remind our audience your name and where you traveled from.
Oh, I came from Waynesboro, Tennessee. And it took me 12 hours, like I said, and I hope to make it back safely.
And what was your name again?
Curtis Bellamy.
Curtis Bellamy. Thank you,
yes.
Curtis. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy
all
yourself.
Right. Yes. All right. What
all
is
right.
this going to be air on?
This is on the Conscious Resistance Network. So
okay.
If you go to theconsciousresistance.com.
You have a card?
I do not have a card. But
okay.
if you have any form of internet, go ahead and research the Conscious Resistance Network, and you'll be able to find
okay.
multiple.
Okay, Conscious Resistance Network. Okay, great.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you,
all
Curtis.
Right.
Have a wonderful
yes.
day. All right, Derek, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
That was a great job. Great job, Jordan.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear from the perspective. And I think that's important because, as he was saying, you know, people are gonna think maybe that the people who come to these kind of events are violent, crazy people. And he sounded pretty, you know, full of common sense to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to see if there's anyone else that might want to share, we'll just continue on with you.
We're listening to Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance Network. Derek is a vegan in Mexico, and we're listening to his reporter colleague, Jordan, at the Defeat the Mandates March in D.C., Washington, D.C.
Hey, sir, is there any chance you'd want to do an interview? I'm live with the Conscious Resistance Network right now. All right, I got a yes.
All right, and let's get us both in the shot with the beautiful Washington Monument behind. Hello, sir, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Please let this audience know your name and where you came here from.
Hey, I'm Jerome Armstrong. I live over in Alexandria, Virginia.
Your name was?
Jerome Armstrong.
Jerome Armstrong. Yeah. You came over here from West Virginia?
No, Virginia.
Virginia, all right.
It's like 15 minutes away.
Thank you. What brought you out here today?
No, it's just nice to see other people that feel the same way. I mean, we're so shut out in the media of hearing alternative voices, and you have to seek them out. So coming here and seeing Jimmy sing their song and J.P. Sears. Robert F. Kennedy's going to speak later on, one of King's granddaughters. It's just nice to see people that believe in the same way that are standing up for freedom. It's so much darkness and, you know, poison spilled out there in the minds of people that coming together and seeing alternatives. I think it just helps me personally.
It does. So you're feeling good. You're feeling refreshed.
Yeah.
How were you feeling yesterday?
No, I think in general, I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to run away.
Where are you going to go?
Africa.
Africa. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Fed up with what's going on?
Yeah. So I have we're going to do a homestead over there in Tanzania.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds
kind of a long-term plan. But, you know, my roots are from America from a long time back. My grandfather fought the Civil Wars. My great-great-great-grandfather fought with General Washington in the Revolution. And my brother fought in 2-3 different wars. I served in the Peace Corps 2 terms. So we come from a nation, you know, people that have put their lives on the line for freedom. And, you know, it seems like a long way in the past. But I think the closer you look, and especially this book by RFK on Fauci, you realize like, how much darkness is seeped into our system here. And it's going to take a lot of light and a lot of people to... you know, face the truth and be able to uncover this darkness in order to start over. So I hope it's possible. I hope it really is.
And you're feeling an ancestral kind of energy of fighting for freedom.
I always feel that, yeah. Especially living here, you know, right in our by here and everything with the history of it and everything. So, yeah, I have deep roots here, but, you know, I also have children. And, you know, I want them to have the same kind of future I had, the same freedoms I had. I got to do whatever I want, grow up all over the world, travel everywhere. It's been fabulous. And see that getting taken away from people, you know, instead of having a priority of profit and money and just more power for power's sake. It's got to end.
Yeah, it does. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I would give you a big hug if I didn't have all this stuff in my hands. Have a great day. All right. Hey, Derek.
Hey, great job, Jordan. That's awesome there. I was going to ask, do you see anybody? I think there might be some coming up behind you to the right. Do you see anybody with children that might want to comment on why this is important to them as parents?
Okay, I see parents. I just have to hop a fence, and I'm fine with that.
Here, you want to do that? I'll let you do that real quick, and I'll tell everybody know. So those who are tuning in real quick.
Perfect.
We're here with Jordan, and she's in D.C. right now, and she is covering the Defeat the Mandates March. That's happening in D.C. I'm, of course, in Mexico. Thankfully, we have our correspondent Jordan on the scene, and she has interviewed 2 people so far about why it's important for them to be there. If she gets any closer to the monument, I know some of you would like to see the stage, but it's just going to be a little too loud. And for this particular segment, we would like to get more on the people on the ground segment to learn why people are there. So maybe anybody who's listening and thinks that people who go to these kind of events are just crazy anti-vaxxers, anti-science people can get a different perspective. So we're really grateful to have Jordan here on the scene. We're going to go back to Jordan now. I think she's in the process of seeing if we can interview a parent or, you know, somebody might have their children there to see why this is important to them. All right, Jordan.
No, from parents number one. Let's check if parents number two.
Okay, cool. We'll keep going with it.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm doing a live interview with the Conscious Resistance Network, and I was wondering if I could talk to you for a couple of minutes for an interview. Of course. Thank you. All right. That was a reporter, and she's about to do an interview herself.
Okay. There you go. She's got her kids. Though. Have you seen anybody, Jordan? Like, would you say that most of the people there are not wearing masks?
Yes, it is. Definitely kind of environment where when you see people with a mask on, it's like, oh, it's like seems strange.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm doing a live interview at the Conscious Resistance Network. Is there any chance I could interview for just a moment? I got a yes.
Go for it.
You and your daughter or? All right. We got a parent and daughter. They're going to ask us some questions. How are you? Good. All right. So I'm going to take my headphone out for a moment so we can hear you. All right, so we are live with the Conscious Resistance Network. And if you could just let us know both of your names and what brought you here today.
Sure.
My name is Lisa.
My name is Thea.
Thea?
Thea.
Thea and Lisa.
We came here today. I wanted to show my daughter the importance of fighting for our freedoms. The reason our country was founded was by a group of men and women that came over in search of freedom, and we've forgotten that. We've forgotten that right. And so I wanted to show her that we have a voice and we should have the right to choose what we put in our body, right?
Mm-hmm. How's that going for you, Thea?
Good.
Tell them about what's going on at school.
School, lots of people are saying that they got the vaccine, and then the teacher keeps saying, well, my kids got it too, and they keep saying that high taxes are good.
Do you feel pressure from that situation? How do you feel about that particular situation, love?
Mad.
Mad.
Do you feel like they're judging you because you didn't get the vaccine?
No.
No? Good.
Well, that's good. Yeah. No judgment. That's a good, that's a good
that's
thing.
A great thing. We like that. What, how do you feel about wearing your masks at school?
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
Because it just like, it's harder to breathe, and it's, like, not good. I don't like it.
It's hard to focus, right? And do you think you should have the right to choose whether you wear that mask, and your mom and dad should have a choice?
Yeah.
Or do you think the government should tell you what to wear?
Not the government.
So that's why we're here.
Thank you so much, love. Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Maybe where you guys are traveling from? Or?
We're traveling from New Jersey. We got up at 5 o'clock this morning and drove down. We really just wanted to state that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it shouldn't matter. This is not about dividing people. It's about coming together for freedom, coming together for choice, and that's why we made the trip.
Thank you so much, love.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful event. All right, Derek, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
That was great, Jordan. That was really awesome. I think people are going to appreciate that. But why don't you let everybody know where they can follow up with you and your work and continue to hear about all the reporting you're going to be doing into the future.
Amazing. Yeah, so this is actually today is the creation story of my Alisa Media. This is my first big event I've covered. I worked for other news publishers for about 5 years. And after really struggling with the current state of journalistic ethics at the newsrooms that I had witnessed, I needed to branch off and do my own work and do work that I feel is aligned with the truth that I need to speak. So that's what Alisa Media is. Welcome. If you'd like to check us out, you can go to alisamedia.com. However, my website is not where I'd like it to be. So the main place I'm posting right now is Instagram. So just Instagram, Alisa Media, A-L-I-S-T-A Media. I also have a Float that is a decentralized platform that I'm going to be more intentional on. So yeah, just keep looking out for Alisa Media. Find me on Instagram for now or on Telegram at Jordan Alisa. That's one word, Jordan Alisa, if you'd like to just have a chat.
Thank you so much, Jordan. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you go ahead and sign us out. You know how the videos end, so you go ahead.
All right. This is my first sign out, so thank you for bringing with me. Thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you so much for standing in your power wherever you are today. And thank you so much for being brave and courageous, as we need it right now. And make sure you go to defeatthemandatesdc.com if you'd like information on what this all is straight from the source. Thank you all. You are beautiful. You are powerful, and you are free.
This is Derek Brose. This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost.
so very much so that your loved ones can't. You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts, representing authentic veganism, freedom in health and wellness for all beings, without discrimination, human animals and non-human animals alike, authentic veganism. Defeat the mandates in D.C., Washington, D.C. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, online at WCUW.org. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station and are independent from this radio station and its management. We just heard from Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance Network in his collaboration on reporting from the Defeat the Mandates, Washington, D.C., January 23rd, 2022. Derek Brose, a vegan in Mexico, is also organizing an upcoming event called the Greater Reset. And vegan Serena Farb in Kansas is heading to Mexico, and she's one of the speakers on January 26th. And here's the information about Serena speaking at the Greater Reset. And this is from Derek Brose's publication, quote, "We are excited to announce that Serena Farb will be speaking at the Greater Reset 3 Integration on Day 1, Liberate Your Mind, Body, and Soul. Serena will be in person in Morelia, Mexico. Serena Farb is a Midwest-based vegan educator, public speaker, and liberation activist working to make this world a better place for all beings. Being born and raised vegan in Kansas taught Serena to think for herself, stand for justice even when it's unpopular. Today, Serena focuses on combining heart and science to empower individuals to think critically, see past corporate propaganda, and to live ethically. Her projects include blogging, creating videos on her YouTube channel, Born Vegan, and Instagram channel, Born Vegan, and hosting the Science is Gray podcast. Serena will be representing the Vegans for Freedom movement. That's January 26th. Watch live at thegreaterreset.org. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Let's have a little musical interlude. This is vegan musician Alex Arndt and the Sonic Universe. Hold the line.
Hold the line. Inside us, we're not signing up for their experiment. Try to coerce us and force us, but they'll never penetrate our temples, 'cause we hold the line. Hold the line. Won't let them steal our sovereignty with their lies. So we hold the line. And nurses, sleepless nights and overtime on the front lines. We are police in the cities, and firefighters, we're protecting the families. Kicked us to the curb for the shot we refuse. It's our body and our right to choose. It don't matter, we will weather this storm, 'cause God is with us in this
children, we're sending hope to you. Pull them out of the system, we'll build a better school. Hold the line.
Has a little bit of information about the Greater Reset. The Greater Reset Activation is the world's collective response to the World Economic Forum's initiative, the Great Reset. At the Greater Reset, they offer an alternative to the WEF's, that's World Economic Forum's, top-down, centralized, authoritarian vision. The Greater Reset's desire is to help all people find community and liberty by providing practical steps and knowledge for co-creating a world that respects individual liberty, bodily autonomy, and choice. The Greater Reset has 5 days of activation coming up January 26th through the 30th. And again, vegan Serena Farb is speaking on the 26th. That focus is liberate your mind, body, and soul. Heal yourself, heal the world. On the 27th is agorism in parallel networks, freedom to exchange value. On the 28th is permaculture in food independence, the mother that connects us all. On the 29th is take back our tech, technology for people, not rulers. And on the 30th, building free and conscious communities. Tear down the walls between us. Serena Farb is also one of the organizers at Vegans for Freedom, vegansforfreedom.com, and they have an event coming up on January 29th. Here's some information about that. Vegans for Freedom, Vegans for Freedom, speaking the truth. The vision at Vegans for Freedom. Vegans for Freedom intends to co-create a world where animals and humans have free will and choice to live their life to the fullest. Vegans for Freedom envision a new paradigm where animal autonomy is recognized with human bodily autonomy. Vegans for Freedom also imagine a world where humans voluntarily choose a vegan way of living without coercion from governments or corporations. Additionally, Vegans for Freedom support the creation of a decentralized veganic agricultural system that supports food sovereignty, ecological health, individual health, freedom, and bodily autonomy for all beings. Vegans for Freedom takes a holistic approach to food sovereignty by encouraging vegans to support organic, locally grown plant-based foods rather than synthetic laboratory-designed meats and processed products. Vegans for Freedom also aim to bring awareness to the vegan movement regarding the faux vegan, Vegan Inc., infiltration of the community. Vegans for Freedom work to educate vegans about the dangers of Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, and similar initiatives that use the momentum of veganism to push for an increasingly centralized food industry. Most importantly, Vegans for Freedom will educate the general public about the ways which human liberation is intertwined with animal liberation. Vegans for Freedom is sponsoring a Worldwide Action Day, January 29th, 2022. Join them on Telegram to create an event and connect with other cities. Vegans for Freedom encourage all conscious vegans to hit the streets and social media and educate our fellow vegans about the danger of faux veganism, Vegan Inc., the attempted corporate takeover of the vegan movement. Vegans for Freedom also encourage vegans to reach out to non-vegans to inform them that not all vegans are buying into the Agenda 2030 propaganda. And what is Agenda 2030, the Great Reset? And here's the information from the vegansforfreedom.com. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals are a collection of 17 interlinked goals designed to be a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals were set in 2015 by the United Nations General Assembly with the intention of achieving them by the year 2030. The SDGs were part of a larger resolution known as the 2030 Agenda or Agenda 2030. In June 2020, a similar initiative was launched by the World Economic Forum known as the Great Reset. The Agenda 2030, SDGs, and the Great Reset speak of creating new systems of technology, food, and governance, which are apparently aimed at creating a more equitable, diverse, and inclusive world. The programs they discuss appear rather innocuous to the casual reader. Resources that the vegansforfreedom.com page include several videos, and it's COVID-19, the Great Reset, and the New Normal, Absolute Zero, the Global Agenda Revealed, Meet the World Economic Forum, and UN Agenda 21 Exposed with Rosa Quar. And rest in peace, Rosa. So for more information about the Worldwide Action Day, January 29th, 2022, by Vegans for Freedom, please visit vegansforfreedom.com. Freedom for all. Authentic veganism is about freedom for not only non-human animals, but human animals too. Another upcoming vegan event is Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, number 8, VCOP8, sponsored by Climate Healers. And the online event is happening from Saturday, January 29th to Sunday, January 30th. Vegan World by 2026. You can check it out at climatehealers.org. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. Let's go out with Freedom by the Sugars, a vegan duo, Carrie Sugar and her brother Eddie. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.